Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March the 24th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are we this morning?
Oh, I am having so much fun. It's frightening. How about you?
Good. Actually, everything is doing really well.
All right. Are you ready for our Ever Wonder Why question for this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Why are private detectives called private eyes?
Because that's exactly what they are. They're private eyes, and they're for... It's a James Bond movie, For Your Eyes Only. I'm going to go off the James, For Your Eyes Only.
All right.
I mean, you know, you pay them. What they see is your proprietary...
Nice try.
Anyway.
Around 1925, the Pinkerton Detective Agency, remember those guys?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. Adopted We Never Sleep as its motto. To symbolize this, the motto was shown over the picture of an ever-wakeful eye. It's this picture that led to private detectives being called private eyes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Good thing they use that body part.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They save the other one. Anyway.
The finger, yes. Yes, after they catch them. Oh, geez. So with the semi-normal, with the color that we're in, you feeling comfortable about things? Are we still getting pressures? Is the business community responding properly?
Business community's responding, I think, properly. I think they've done a great job throughout this whole thing. I don't know if I sometimes don't know if we've been as accepting of them as they've been accepting of us. When you talk about the number of businesses that is closed, the lack of it's no one's fault, but the lack of information that went to the businesses and the seesawing of the you know we do whatever the state says. We don't vary much from the state, and the state's message changing, and I don't know if it's due to politics or what, but they seem to change quite a bit, and it seems to be even more rapid.
No, say it ain't so, Joe.
And now they're throwing out a green tier, and I go, well, then we may have a green tier.
Is that like go?
Yeah, but no, it doesn't mean go. That's I keep reading this, and they keep throwing all these different tiers. I think the tier system should go out the window. I'm not so sure. I sometimes think we spent more time arguing about who should get the shot when we might have been ahead of the game just giving people shots. So I know our health partners have been doing a great job. I know coming up this weekend that the Karooks, the Yuroks, and the Hoopaws, along with Indian Health, are having a big, not the biggest because we've had some big clinics out at CR, but they're doing a clinic that goes everybody from Burnt Ranch all the way to Lord Ellis or to Blue Lake and everybody out on 299 and everybody from Willow Creek all the way out to
up 96?
Up 96 and then all the way down to Johnson on 60.
Oh, 90, really?
Yeah, and the thing is they're going to vaccinate. They realize vaccinate everyone, not just tribal members, because they're going to vaccinate the other people that live inside their ancestral grounds.
Sure, folks,
because they can
contact.
still carry it, and they've done it all amongst themselves, and it looks like they're gonna. I heard they had 1,100 vaccinations, and they've already done quite a few already, so they're getting it, and then our health partners, and then CVS has been a savior for a lot of people, and they're on the feds are taking care of that, and they've just been knocking them out because everybody, I went to CVS, so.
Yeah, no appointment, just show up.
Well, you need an appointment.
Speak.
Yeah, some people have been fortunate to walk in and been at a point where they had extra vaccinations and get shots. I wouldn't suggest doing that, but it's
you swing the by the system. The candy bar display at the same time.
There
just
you
in
go.
Case, yeah.
The system is getting easier to get the shots, and I had said in February, early February, that I thought by the end of April, I don't think we'll have a glut, but I think everybody's going to be, and now the governor and the president says that everybody will be able to by the end of April. And it seems like a long ways away, but it's only 5 weeks away.
Knock it off.
Yeah, it's 5 weeks away. So we're getting there. And then you have to understand 25% minimum of the population aren't going to get it. I've got friends and relatives that they're adamant about not getting it. That is their prerogative, so...
Well, yeah, and with all the mutations and stuff, I mean, you just stand in line and go back to the end of the line and start all over again.
Yeah.
If you were so inclined.
Yeah.
All the different things that are going on. But the I guess what I kind of look at is the information conduit, you know, because that's kind of the neighborhood that we live in. Sometimes it seems like it's been very fluid and very natural, and you know, we get that contact. And other times it's like people are talking to us about things that they've heard, and we're having to scramble to try to find that information. Do you think the county is – I know there's not a communications department per se.
Well, there is.
Well
– there are people.
More of a fluid way of getting the information out, because there are – you know, you talked about those who don't take shots. There are also some of us that don't do social media.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're on the computers all day long at work. Why do we want to be on a computer at home? Just to remember that there are all kinds of ways to get it out. Let's kind of
work on that
efficiency.
I don't know. I know there are some radio spots. I don't know if they're doing a lot of radio. I do know there are a lot of people that don't do social media. I do know that we've been trying to get the word out to people on, and then you're seeing a lot on TV now. It's really getting out there and stuff. So, but the CDPH comes out the same day that they say kids in school can go 3 feet. They go to one parent and no cheerleading. And then they come out with, if you're going to have cheerleaders, they have to cheerlead from the stands. Well, every high school except St. Bernard's has a track between the football field and the stands. So I think the whole idea is somebody with common sense should have said, we should probably use that 30 feet between the football players and the stands, because if they cheer in the stands, that means people are going to have to walk by them while they're cheering.
So you have cheerleaders falling on, hurting themselves.
You know, I just thought there wasn't a whole bunch. And then Thursday night, thanks to our sheriff, and we had a lot of conversations. I had lots of phone calls when the new laws changed, and Dr. Hoffman and his team changed it, went back to 2 adults, and they could cheer. And then the CDPH did a 180 and said, okay, the next day, because they finally says, well, every phone call we get says this is really stupid. Maybe it is. So they changed it. But then I went to the football game at St. Bernard's on Friday afternoon late, and then I went to the game on Saturday night, and the fence lines had a pretty good crowd, and the stands were empty.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm sitting in the back of my pickup at both games, and I really don't know what we accomplished on that. So
you didn't have to clean up the seats.
Because the whole stands were empty. Afterwards. I mean, the whole area where people stand around the field, that was completely empty. I think you could have had a lot more people, and you know, I know we're getting there. It's small baby steps. But
progress.
But
small steps, yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone, Humboldt County Supervisor. Does that still feel normal to you, being called a supervisor?
Yeah,
or is this one
it.
Of those weird things
that I usually tell
still
everybody,
working on?
I usually tell everybody, call me Rex. I mean, I got 66 years of Rex. I don't need a title. I mean, it really does bother me. I always tell me, call me Rex, please. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's just that's what usually that's what they call me is Rex, but yeah. I mean, not always.
Yeah, on a positive day.
There's more differentiations now than the last 10 years. So.
What's the big challenges out there right now?
You know, trying to get things done at the county and we have challenges. I mean, we were very fortunate a year ago. You know, we were going, oh my God, the sales tax is going to drop. We're going to be begging for money. We're going to be doing this. And, you know, much like the city of Eureka, their sales tax is up because so many people have gone to their their big boxes and their Costco's and their Targets, and people are shopping. They have been open. And our sales tax, we were looking at a 6-8% decline, and we've actually been, you know, we're going to be fairly close to a net number. So, in fact, I think we are. So those things are good avenues. The economy has been great, you know, overall. The negatives is all the negative towards anybody in authority. Sometimes it's
broad
earned.
Strokes kind of thing.
Broad strokes. Sometimes it's earned. Sometimes it's overblown. I'm not passing judgment on that either which way, but it does seem they do a pretty good job at addressing it. But we don't address things. We beat things to a bloody pulp.
Well, I've found that most times when people are negative about a decision, it's a lack of information. That they don't have all the information, and granted, they may not be privy to a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. More like the changing dynamics you were talking about. You know, the state decided that instead of left, we're going to go right, and everybody's confused, and they lash out at whoever's the nearest target. Oftentimes, it's you guys. It seems to me like there's confusion still.
Yeah, and there is, because there's a lot of decisions being made. Building cannabis, homeless, all these things that have hours and hours, and 20, 30 hours into one item, you know, staff time and everything else. And then somebody reads the headline and then comments on it and blows it. I says, I haven't, you know, we have commenters come up. I do love the part they come up and says, I haven't read all of this, but this sounds like it might be bad. Yeah, a lot of things sound.
Why don't
you
sit in the back row there, read it all, and then we'll.
Yeah, with a little bit of knowledge is good. So I think maybe that's our part. We put out the agenda. I mean, just because we're meeting every week, it goes out on Friday afternoon, and a minute it goes out Friday afternoon, it's public, and we get it the same time the public gets it. We usually get it between 2 and 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Well, sometimes it's a few hundred pages, you know, more than a few hundred pages long. So that means we have Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to take it all in, take the comments, we have to look at it on the weekend so we can, on Monday, we can be ready to call the principals and say, hey, is this really, what's the repercussions here? I know you said this could happen, but you've got something in your mind. Could this happen? So that can always be an issue of you know, getting the information out, because then we either have to start calling people saying, hey, we might have an issue here, or you might have an issue with this. Do you want to follow up on it? And that comes to them on Monday morning, you know, or Monday at noon, but whatever. And then they've got to rally and be ready to speak on Tuesday for, against, neutral. So that can be a little bit of it. Some of the things coming to us, the more controversial, are appeals coming out of the Planning Commission. So they've been out in the open, and so there's a little more visibility on that and a little more knowledge out on that.
Do you find with the Zoom meetings that people are more inclined to make the comments or less inclined?
It sucks. There's just no other word to spell it. We're playing a modern day version of Hollywood Squares, and
Peter Marshall, though.
Yeah, without Peter Marshall, but you can go off and on, or who's that guy with the big glasses too? But anyway, you could go
Charles
off.
Nelson Reilly,
Charles
baby.
Nelson Reilly. There you go. Thank you. But anyway, you can go off and on. You can mute yourself. People don't mute themselves. You can throw things at your screen, but it almost gets to be, and then you have the people don't feel as comfortable because *6 to unmute yourself, and then their connection's not as well. Because you got to understand, a lot of these things are taking place in the rural areas, because it's none of it's in the suburban areas, because most of those are incorporated. So they're out in the hitherlands and they don't have great connectivity. You know, and I know it's a real pain to come into a meeting and talk for 3 minutes to make it. But it's even a bigger pain to wait for what's coming up, get online, and please unmute, you're muted, you know, and everything else. And then you're going, oh, hell, we fought to get me unmuted for 2 minutes. Now my message is going to be lost, and I couldn't even unmute, you know. And so I think that's just another hindrance of trying to make this as public as possible. So we are very, very close for us as supervisors to be back in the chambers. We've got – You know, we basically got the bug, you know, the bug screens or whatever. But basically, we're all going to be part of a salad bar.
The plastics, and then you're wearing plastic.
We've all got a sneeze screen. We're turning into human salad bars, I say.
Well, that's
so that's going to be able to separate us.
Yeah,
and there's going to be, and then.
So now, will you guys be all together, and the public will be able to attend, or
no? As of right now, we'll all be together, and then some. Public, I think they're trying to work those logistics out. They're trying to follow the guidance of other counties. Shasta and some other counties are letting a limited amount of people in,
like 10 or 12 people kind of
thing. And so there's you know, the applicants maybe and things like that, so they're trying to work that out so we can get back to some semblance of, and maybe put the people up on the smart board.
I notice you're not using that word normal. That's pretty astute.
Yes,
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Rex, in considering some of the different improvements, and let's just say that way, I know there's also been a lot of challenge. Some of the improvements are the streamlining, perhaps focusing on the basics rather than some of the distractions that are out there. We still kind of keep hearing that there are a couple departments where there are increased levels of challenge. Is this giving you guys and gals an opportunity to kind of look at department by department by department and to see who really is performing, who really is effective and efficient, and who might need a little bit of assistance?
Well, yeah, and I, you know, we have one department in particular we've added quite a bit of staff to get them through their issues and some of the nuances that they're having, to try to streamline that. But we've got planning and building working through a lot of issues, but they knew they couldn't close their. They've been open up pretty much since. Since right at the beginning, I mean, with properly screening and everything else, but there's so much, you know, that people have to point. Just no, this is what I mean with the planters, and most of it's distance, but there still has to be some interaction there. I know our jail numbers are half of what they were. Our jail numbers are
is that by edict or is that
that's by edict? We're you know, in case we're just trying to, so we get some separation of people. We don't have the what they call them, the frequent flyers, the ones that come in every day. So they're out in the public every day, come in because they get caught with a petty crime. They get caught with this and stuff. So that's an issue because they're still out doing the petty crimes and everything. I mean, cars are getting broken into. My neighbor just got his car ransacked. I'm on a dead-end street out in the middle of nowhere, and it just got ransacked, and he called me up, and I said, yeah, they took my whole truck last year. So, I mean, it's not that it doesn't happen, you know, and that was my own fault. I left the keys in it, but I mean, call me a dummy.
Well, at least you leave
call
a sign saying,
call me an idiot.
Open now.
Yeah. So, I just know what they do. They go around, they open doors, and when they opened my door, they heard the ding, ding, ding that the keys are in the thing. It's, whoa, jackpot. So, the neighbor up the street, I love it with my street. He had two bags of stuff, and I think when he hit my car and he heard the ding, 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 he said, whoa, Toss these in the back of the truck, I'm out of here. But we're getting a lot more of the petty crime, and it's risk versus reward. So that's what, you know, our EPD, our sheriffs, that's what they have to deal with on a daily basis.
There's nothing you guys can really do about jail capacity.
No, there's nothing. I mean, sheriff's trying. I mean, sheriff would love to have people that should be in jail, but you know, there's, you know, 47, 57, 107. I mean, you know, now you can steal a gun and it's not a felony. It's just, you know, and now they're actually gonna change burglary now. There's a bill in the House changing burglary that if no gun is involved, that it's, you know, not that big a deal.
Yeah.
No, you know, or physical violence.
I mean, not that I would ever condone this, but maybe it's time to walk in on them in Sacramento in the Capitol building. Yeah. We're not taking anything with a gun. We're just taking things.
No, I just it's times we have to get through. And I mean, you know, we talk about right now. I just talked to a realtor this morning. 121 units for sale in Humboldt County. I mean, and so we have people wanting to come here. And it's not people, you know, but there are some people that now that we're doing distance, I mean, I saw the other day Google's only bringing 60 or 70% of their people back, Facebook even less.
Right.
So they're going to be able to work distancing. And now that we have in some areas very, very good broadband and we have redundancy, they can come up here and live. And they want to. Since the pandemic, I know there's a lot of people that want to do infill. They want to, you know, we should build up and have people underneath.
Right.
There are people now that do not want to live if they have a neighbor next door to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they want some separation. Tight. They want some separation. They want to walk in a stairwell with other people, elevator, everything else. So a lot of that, because of pandemic, is knowing full well that COVID-19 is big brother 20, 21, 22, 23, with all the variants. That's how we're going to stop it, is having some separation. So
Yeah, some really interesting stuff. But it's a different way of doing business.
Yeah.
And I think one of the challenges, I think, and I can pick on hometown, Eureka has never really been flexible enough. I mean, all you have to do is drive the roads to figure that one out, right, about getting people from A to B.
Yeah.
I would like to think that we could use that as a teaching moment and that we would embrace some of these changes and plan for some of these changes and anticipate some of these changes early on so that it becomes not seamless but easier.
Yeah. Are
any of the department talking to you guys about that to say, guys, we got to start doing this. If this trend continues, this is our challenge.
The big thing we're hearing a lot now is the buzzword is affordable housing. I mean, they're hearing affordable housing. And I just saw first house I ever bought, I think I paid $23,000 for, and it just sold for $379,000. I should have kept it. I knew it. But no. But what I'm saying is, there are houses now, you got to remember, they went up 20% last year. And there is not a house that's being sold that isn't getting multiple offers over asking.
But affordable housing doesn't say downtown Eureka.
No.
So there are, I mean, I would think that some of the outlying communities have a shot.
But we're going to have to
coming in.
We're going to have to streamline the process and help these people that want to build these housings. We're not going to be able to get $25,000 a sewer hookup or 20. We're going to have to help people, just like we help the homeless now. We're going to have to help people that don't want to be homeless. We're going to have to help them with some of the infrastructure instead of putting it all on them if we want to do that. If not, it's a hollow statement saying affordable housing.
Yeah. KINS News and Information Times 844.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Springtime is here. Ha 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 ha. What are you envisioning through the end of this fiscal year? You got 3 or 4 months now. You see any last-minute adjustments, changes, surprises, other than the sales tax being there?
Yeah, and then I watched a little bit of Measure Z the other day, and I know there's I like to follow what the committee does pretty much. There's a couple things that I worry about and stuff. I know I've been pushing really hard, and the neighborhood's been pushing really hard for a stoplight on F and Oak, which they got that middle island that doesn't do anything, and it has the city of Eureka. They ran some traffic's up around 5 or 8%. City says it's down, but they ran it after the COVID, and ours was right when the COVID started, so. We think there's still going to be some issues, but for somebody that drives it every day, traffic has increased immensely. And then if you get on Broadway, I mean, they've added 3 stoplights now, and then we've added them on 4th and 5th. We've added stoplights, one. So we've added, you know, 4 stoplights in the last 5 years. So those people going to Humboldt State, working, you know, not just Humboldt State, people that are working in the northern half that happen to live in on Humboldt Hill or Fortuna and stuff, a lot of them take the F Street shortcut.
Sure.
I mean, it makes sense, and they go either Old Arcata or run out through you know, by the south end of or north end of Eureka. Fully understandable. Now Caltrans is going to put 2, possibly 3 pedestrian blinking crossings for pedestrians on Broadway, away from intersections, so they'll have multiple places to cross. I wonder if there's any other four-lane
U.S. highway that has that.
We could talk about that forever, but as we keep opening the more the national, you know, the big fast food restaurants that we've opened, and the obviously the love we have for them.
Yeah, have you figured that one out yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't been able to go to either one. So, but the thing is it's hard to get through town. You know, not necessarily the morning commute, but the afternoon commute. But I've been on off of F trying to cross, and I mean the neighbors have some of the neighbors are it's not moving quick enough for them, and I know the stoplight out in Cutton was first brought forth I think in 2006, and we didn't get it till 2017. So I mean it's a long process. It's a financial one. It takes a lot of.
What about a roundabout? You know, or those bulb out things.
There's not enough room because there's houses and there's, I mean, those take a lot of room. So
you mean another planning issue about traffic circulation in Eureka?
And I'm not the greatest lover of roundabouts, but I still would love to see a roundabout right there at Elk River, coming off Elk River, coming on to Herrick and stuff like that, because I think a lot of the traffic from Cutton and that western Cutton part would come out through Elk River, which was widened and everything else 20 years ago.
Right.
Would come to that, but you can't get off of Elk River onto Herrick in the morning because you've got traffic coming from everywhere. I mean, the only thing you don't have it is coming from above. So, and they come off that hill so quick that it's hard to get into the system. So I've always thought where they have the big pullout and everything else, I always thought a roundabout would work there.
And there's space.
There's space. The county and Caltrans own a lot of property. There isn't a lot of infrastructure to move. I've brought it up a few times, and I'm not a traffic engineer. I'm just thinking that would allow some of that traffic, and it would slow people from coming off the hill. They come off of there at a pretty good pace because everybody seems to be going somewhere, so
yeah.
Fast.
Well, and traffic seems to be one of those things that is never easy.
It's always expensive.
It's always not enough, and it is, but you can certainly see where there are some thoughts being put into it.
And once you there's a lot of effort. Dan Moody did it for 30-some-odd years and did a great job in City of Eureka. But after you plan and CAD and everything else, what's going to go? Then they throw 2 things that are going to throw you completely out of the wax.
So. Yeah. The new mall.
The new mall, whatever. Yeah,
whatever may happen to be. Well, too much fun. But you know, it is springtime and we do have baseball.
We got
so
baseball
okay.
And we got kids playing. We got kids cheering and we got football games happening.
Things are looking good. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks.
See everybody tomorrow.